Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with Jay Stu and K Stu.
Hello, everybody. It's April the 1st, April Fool's Day. And here's this week's We Got the Geek News featuring your news team, Jay Stu and K Stu.
No joke.
No joke. Real stories for real people.
With Skip Stevenson.
With Skip Stevenson. That's an old comment that I'm sure two people will get. All right, K Stu. So we have some big news this week. And I'm going to start off with a few news bites here to ask you about. So you don't want an R2-D2 bra?
No. Especially because it makes noises.
It makes the R2-D2 noises. The cups are shaped like R2-D2's head. I don't know if it lights up or spins around like his head on the robot.
No, I do not need that.
All right. You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for playing.
Do you need to see a Kiss Hello Kitty mashup?
Yes, that I do need to see.
True story, Kiss, the band, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, those guys, and Hello Kitty are coming together to make a new cartoon in which four Kiss / Hello Kitty characters live in their rock and roll dreams and bringing pink anarchy to every situation they are in. Is there nothing Gene Simmons won't put his name on?
He should work with Marvel, because they'll put their name on anything, too.
Well, I remember a few years back where there was even a Kiss casket.
Yep.
Like, no joke. They have worked with Marvel. You never heard that story in the 70s?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, Marvel puts their name on everything, too.
For those of you that don't know, they did a comic with Marvel in the 70s, in which they put their blood in the red ink.
Yep.
All four members of Kiss. Which is a little gross these days, if you think about it. But.
Uh-huh. I think it was gross for those days, too.
True. But, yeah, watch for it this fall, the Kiss Hello Kitty mashup. If you ever wanted to see Hello Kitty with Kiss makeup, then this is the show for you. I know the kid's excited. Oh, good times. So, making the rounds last week, I guess there's a Wonder Woman XXX adult movie coming out. There was one before, but there's a new one coming out. And the reason it's been making the rounds on all the geek websites, the costume is pretty awesome. It looks like a costume I'd want to see in a regular Wonder Woman movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen the picture yet?
No, you did leave it up. I did see it, now that I think about it.
I think it's pretty cool. And the heading of it was, it's pretty sad when the adult film industry are making better DC adaptations than DC.
Yeah, a little bit.
they're clearly spending money on the costumes and everything.
Crazy.
And also making the rounds, we had seen a pilot a long time ago from the 60s. It's up on YouTube. I guess the creators of the Adam West Batman TV show were also trying to get a campy Wonder Woman show going. And we watched it a while ago, and it was 15 minutes of Wonder Woman looking in the mirror.
And not wanting to go out in the rain, if I remember.
Yeah. And I think at the very end, she flew away, and that's how it ended.
It was just bad.
It was awful. I'll never make fun of that Kathy Lee Crosby one again after seeing that.
At least that one had action in it.
Yeah. So, and then I showed you the picture of the Wonder Woman Kia.
Yes, that I want. More than life itself.
Painted like Wonder Woman's costume. That was a good Wonder Woman week for you, I think. Oh, good times. And then Ryan emailed me this disturbing Super Friends fake cartoon about Wonder Woman's sex tape leaking to the internet. And the Flash is all upset about it, and yeah, Ryan, he's a kooky guy.
A little bit.
What else can I tell you? So some Iron Man stuff. Disneyland Park is going to have a Tony Stark Hall of Armor, which features all of Iron Man's suits from the movies.
Yeah.
And then guests will be able to see what it's like to operate parts of the Mark 42 armor, as well as virtually suit up themselves.
I want
to
do that.
It would be cool. I'd like to wear an Iron Man armor.
I want to go to there.
Nice. And then, by the way, we're a month away from Iron Man 3. Can you believe it?
No.
Pretty excited. Which is also on Free Comic Book Day this year. But when Iron Man's released, some theaters in the States are going to have a marathon of Iron Man 1 through 3 with the Avengers thrown in there as well.
That's a lot of movie watching all at one time.
Well, yeah, last year they did all the Marvel movies leading up to the Avengers. So.
That's a lot of movie all at one time.
Yeah, you can't even stay awake through one movie.
No.
So you'd be in trouble.
Yes.
You would be in trouble, my friend. Oh, well. Here's a question I want to pose to you. We've been watching the James Bond movies lately. We're up to Moonraker now. Look for a review soon. Would you ever buy Bruce Willis in the role of a Bond villain?
Yes. I could see that.
I guess he was interviewed this week, and he loves Skyfall so much that he wants to officially throw himself into the ring as a Bond villain in one of the movies.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be all right. I think that would be cool. We're about 3 years away from another James Bond movie, though, and he'll be in his 60s by then.
It's all right. It's not like Blofeld with some young buck.
Oh, Bruce Willis with the cat in his lap?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Fighting Jimmy Dean? Big Bad John?
Yeah.
I love you. And one last news bite to get to. Stan Lee is going to be back on The Simpsons for his second appearance. This time he'll be on there to help with the comic book man's love life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I remember the last time he was on, they had that funny scene where he was wrecking all the DC toys in the store.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to fit a Thing doll in the Batmobile and, like, busting the Batmobile. This one works better. And I think he made one of the kids cry. So, look forward to that soon. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hit you with our news. And stay tuned after these words.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
All right, welcome back to this week's We Got the Geek News segment. And now, for this week's Geek News, I'll start with some sad news. Bruce Timm, who had been guiding the DC Animated Universe since the debut of Batman the Animated Series in 1992, has stepped down from his position as producer. Now, he was the guy who was behind the Batman Animated Series, Superman, Justice League. He's worked on all the DC DVD releases that keep coming out. But he is stepping down to develop some of his own projects. Stepping into his place, though, is a guy by the name of James Tucker. He was previously the producer of Batman the Brave and the Bold, which was a great cartoon. So he's leaving it in good hands, I guess.
I suppose.
And Kid and I recently watched the end of the Young Justice series. It was pretty sad. We're going to watch the end of Green Lantern this week.
Yeah.
It's a sad time.
Sorry, honey.
It is a sad time. Although on Netflix, speaking of the DC Universe, the other day has picked up Batman Beyond and Justice League, Justice League Unlimited, and Batman the Brave and the Bold. So we caught the first two episodes of Batman Beyond. It's Batman in the future with Bruce Wayne as an old man. Michael Gross was the voice of his dad from Family Ties. Pretty interesting stuff. I missed it the first time around 15 years ago. And there's at least 50 episodes up there.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited.
Cool.
What do you have for us?
The Office star BJ Novak will appear in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Director Mark Webb revealed this tidbit on Twitter. A supposed rumor about a Dunder Mifflin takeover of Oscorp. That's what Webb tweeted with a link to a picture of a dapper-looking Novak. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is due out in theaters May 2nd, 2014.
BJ Novak. First he was in the Inglourious Basterds, which blew my mind.
Yeah.
And now he's in a Spider-Man movie. Ooh, maybe he'll be Venom.
Yeah.
We had Topher Grace before. Is that really so unreal? Unrealistic?
I guess.
Is he still in the Mindy project?
No.
No? Just the one time?
Yeah. She just has, like, a bunch of guest stars on all the time. He produces it, though.
I would love to see him and Mindy Kaling come back, at least, for the finale of The Office
this year. Yes, please.
That'd be awesome. So, in news, which I don't want to see happen, because I'm a fan.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. Joel Silver has stated that work has begun on a new version of Escape from New York, the Kurt Russell film from 1981 in which he played Snake Plissken. The goal is to turn it into a trilogy, starting with an origin story in a fashion similar to the way Rise of the Planet of the Apes restarted that franchise. Production is now looking at possibly casting either Jason Statham or Tom Hardy in the role of Plissken in the remake. I don't see either one of those guys playing Plissken. And I guess Kurt Russell isn't opposed to being cast in a cameo in the movie. But he stated that Plissken should be an American, not a British guy.
Yeah.
I love those movies. I even liked Escape from L.A. a lot. You know, it blows my mind that when Escape from New York came out, it was about such a horrible future in 1997.
We did it. We didn't have that kind of future. Good for us.
Hooray, hooray. New York isn't a prison island.
Yet.
But I love those movies. I'm opposed to this remake.
Yeah, it doesn't really need to be remade, does it?
I don't think so. We have a Snake Plissken doll down here in the studio. But no, don't do it. Or at least have an older Snake Plissken movie with Kurt Russell coming back.
No, just don't do it.
He's too old now?
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't do it.
Did you know he was up for the role of Han Solo at one point?
I think I did.
Yeah, there's existing screen test footage of him auditioning for Han.
That's just funny.
That is. What's up next?
Judy Greer has revealed that she's been cast as the female chimp Cornelia in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Cornelia was briefly introduced in the first film as a potential love interest to Caesar, played by Andy Serkis.
I don't want to sound sexist, but she's too hot to be a monkey.
So they make it for her.
No James Franco in that one.
No.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know.
I like Judy Greer. I think she's funny.
She is, actually. And she was Kelso's ex-wife on the new 2.5 Men.
Oh, yeah.
Cricket. Oh, goodness. Well, here's some big news for you. Robert Redford has signed on for a role in Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. He'll play a senior officer with the government agency S.H.I.E.L.D. in the film. The film starts filming in May and is scheduled for release next year. Redford stated, "I think these films are very powerful. I think they're great. This is the kind of film I would have loved to see as a kid." That's kind of a big actor to get for a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't act that much anymore, right? He's more mainly a director now?
I think so.
The article I saw this in, clearly they didn't know about his career because they said, "Robert Redford, best known as the guy that started the Sundance Movie Festival." Like, really? Hasn't he been doing movies for 50 years? Yep.
Yeah. So David Tennant and Billy Piper will appear in the 50th anniversary special of Doctor Who, the BBC has confirmed. Tennant was the 10th Doctor, and Piper played his on-screen companion Rose Tyler in the BBC One show. Filming on the show, which will also star John Hurt, will start next week.
That's kind of cool. I figured with the rumors, they would at least get some of the old Doctor Who guys back.
Yeah. I've heard they're all coming back, but
the problem with that, though, like, some of the Doctor Who's are in their 70s and 80s now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they come back and cameo as somebody else. Because when they were done playing Doctor Who was still fairly... Like, Tom Baker, for example, was a young guy when he stopped playing Doctor Who, and he regenerated into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really bring him back as an old man now, because that Doctor Who didn't go on to be an old man. But the last couple guys should come back at least, right? Maybe even the guy that played him in the TV movie in the 90s.
Maybe.
It would be nice to see the other guys come back in cameo, though.
That would be cool.
I was just reading the Entertainment Weekly about all the different Doctor Who's since the 60s, and some of them were not very popular. Anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We got a couple more news stories. We'll get to the box office and all the other regular news bits. So stay tuned.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. I'm Jay Stu, sitting here with the lovely K-Stu.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. And I got one last news story on my side this week. Andy and Lana Wachowski will be directing an original series for Netflix. The Matrix Masterminds will team up with J. Michael Straczynski, the famous comic book writer, to release 10 episodes of Sense8, not Sensei, Sense8, a science fiction-themed show on the online streaming services next year. So that's cool.
Sure.
Netflix.
It's not about Sensei, though.
It's not about Sensei. By the way, great job on the Sensei commercial that you made this week. I enjoyed listening to it.
Okay. Then buy some. My last news item here, Roland Emmerich has announced that he has written not one, but two sequels to the 1996 film Independence Day, ID Forever Part 1 and ID Forever Part 2. The films take place 20 years after the original, when a distress call sent by the first wave of aliens finally brings reinforcement to Earth. The humans knew that one day the aliens would come back, explains the director, who completed two scripts with Independence Day co-writer Dean Devlin. Bill Pullman has already confirmed that he is on board. Will Smith has not. Their storylines will focus on a new generation of human heroes, including the stepson of Will Smith's Independence Day character.
First of all, those are horrible names for movies.
ID Part 1.
Second of all, cool that it would at least be the same timeline and it's 20 years later and the actors have actually aged to the appropriate ages if they were to do it. Third, did we really need a sequel to Independence Day?
Maybe they'll show the aliens in this one.
You're funny.
I fell asleep the first time. I didn't even know the aliens.
Fourth, Will Smith's really been pissing me off lately. He doesn't know if he'll come back for this movie. And then I just read that I guess he was the original choice for Django Unchained, the Quentin Tarantino movie, and he turned it down because Christoph Waltz was the main star of the movie and not him, so he turned it down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe if you'd spend a little less time, trying to get your kids in every movie now.
That's what he wants to do now.
Like, dude, that was before Men in Black. That was the movie that kind of made you a star, you know? Go back, do it. Randy Quaid can't do it.
No.
But, I admit, I will probably check it out when it comes out. But I don't know. I don't see the need to do it. These are the same guys that want to do a sequel to the original Stargate movie and ignore all the TV show continuity.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, you know what's funny, though? Anytime these guys come out with a new movie, it's always from the makers of Independence Day and Stargate. Like, they haven't done anything since 96.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done digressing. Do you have some news for us? Or some box office for us? And I think we're going to be very surprised at this one.
Well, number one this weekend, G.I. Joe Retaliation, made $41.2 million this week. It's grossed $51.7 million domestically. I know the number was a lot higher, excuse me, worldwide.
They've already greenlit another G.I. Joe movie based on it. Who knew that was going to be a hit? This is the movie, of course, that last year, 4 weeks before it was supposed to come out, they pulled the plug and said, nope, we're delaying it till March.
I like that Bruce Willis is right on the cover, though. Right on the front of that poster.
And I guess people are giving it a good review as well, so. I hated the first one, I'm not going to lie. Everyone knows my hatred for that movie.
Go, Joe.
Go, Joe.
Number two, The Croods. That's the caveman animated picture.
What's that?
Number three, Tyler Perry's Temptation.
Really? What's up with this Tyler Perry, dude?
Why do I keep like hitting trailers? I don't want to open trailers. The cover for it kind of looks like Showgirls.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually.
It's a naked body. Confessions of a Marriage Counselor is the subtitle.
Oh.
Number four, Olympus Has Fallen.
I heard that was pretty good.
That's the one with
Morgan
Gerard
Freeman.
Butler, Aaron Eckhart, and Morgan Freeman. Oz the Great and Powerful at number five. The Host at number six. That was by the writer of Twilight.
All right.
Made $11 million this week. The Call, still holding in at number seven.
Really?
Halle Berry is a 911 operator. Fascinating.
Number
eight, Admission. The Tina Fey, Tina Fey, Paul Rudd movie, sorry.
Yeah.
Number nine, Spring Breakers. That's a...
James Franco.
Modern day John movie.
Yeah, still James Franco with two top 10 movies.
Yep. Number 10, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. I have number 11 and 12. It doesn't go up to 900 this week. Maybe it's an every other week thing for IMDb.
Let's hear 11 and 12.
But 11 is Identity Thief, and number 12 is Jack the Giant Slayer.
So there's still some movies in that top 12 we got to check out one of these days.
Someday. Where did it go? Come on. The G.I. Joe, it was estimated to earn 140 point... No. No, I'm reading this wrong. No, forget it. I'm reading the article wrong.
That's cool. I just never in a million years, after hearing that cancellation last year, would have predicted G.I. Joe 2 was going to be a hit.
No.
They already had the commercials going on TV and the big Super Bowl sneak preview and the toys were in the stores. So, good for you, I guess. I want to quickly mention the Wolverine trailer came out this week. And I am so psyched for this movie, by the way. It looks just amazing.
Yeah?
You watched it?
Yeah, I did.
There was two versions, a regular version and the international version. The international trailer was awesome. I don't want to spoil it. If you go to our site or our page on Facebook, we've posted the trailer, and there's just some stuff in there that is unbelievable. Hugh Jackman looks cool as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad that they're going to have to someday stop using him as Wolverine, because Wolverine's not supposed to age, and he is.
He's only contracted for one more movie, and that's going to be the Days of Future Past movie. Seven movies is a good run for a character, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There are movies in the X-Men future, air quotations, where Wolverine is an old man. So they could revisit that continuity someday.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
It's just like way in the future, though, because he ages slow, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously, mostly. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll give you our geek birthdays for the week, as well as our geek calendar, where we tell you what to buy and watch in the upcoming week ahead. Stay tuned.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's edition of the Geek News. I'm sitting here with my lovely co-host and co-anchor, K-Stu.
Hi.
Hi. So here's your birthdays, your geek birthdays for this upcoming week. Today on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, we have Annette O'Toole, Clark Kent's mother from Smallville, and someone who Kathy really loves, Mr. Sam Huntington from Being Human.
I do.
Also Jimmy Olsen. And let's see if you know who this actress is, Jennifer Runyon.
No.
Well, she was in Ghostbusters. She was on the very first episode of Quantum Leap. And she was fake Cindy Brady in the very Brady Christmas.
Oh, okay.
First Quantum Leap. All right, tomorrow on the 2nd, we have Mr. Michael Fassbender, Magneto from X-Men First Class, and everyone's favorite agent, why is his name Phil, Clark Gregg.
Oh, that's funny.
Number 3. April 3rd, we have Clark Gregg's fellow S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, Colby Smulders.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Also, Eddie Murphy.
And my friend Rose.
Your friend Rose.
And my Uncle Ron.
Your Uncle Ron. Rose?
Rose.
Oh, happy birthday, Bubba. Also, Alec Baldwin from Beetlejuice and 30 Rock. Adam Scott from
Parks and Rec.
And Jamie Bamber, who played Apollo on the reimagining of Battlestar Galactica.
So Rose and Robin Sparkle share a birthday.
Right on.
Good to know.
Happy birthday, Bubba. Number four. April 4th.
Wow.
Yeah. Another Avenger. Robert Downey Jr. is celebrating a birthday.
It's Avenger Birthday Week.
Yep. Also... you could argue he's part of the Avengers franchise. He was in Captain America. He was the Red Skull, Hugo Weaving.
No.
Also, Coach Craig T. Nelson. Robbie Risp. You might remember him as Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. He was also on Galactica 1980. And Kid Video, the Saturday morning cartoon show in the 80s. And Nancy McKeon, who played Joe on Facts of Life. You're laughing. On April the 5th, another Marvel Comics actress, Haley Atwell, who played Peggy in Captain America the First Avenger. On April 6th, Paul Rudd, who's currently filming Anchorman.
Oh, I love Paul Rudd.
Also Lando, Billy Dee Williams. Michael Rooker, who, spoiler alert, got finished as Merle last week on The Walking Dead. Zach Braff. You currently see him as a flying monkey in Oz the Great and Powerful.
Or just go back and watch Scrubs.
The good seasons, not the final season. Scrub School. Skip that. And John Ratzenberger from Cheers and all of the Pixar movies. And on April 7th, Jackie Chan and the boyfriend of Kat's mother, James Garner.
Oh, my mother loved him.
I know.
Such a crush.
Going back to Billy Dee Williams... I just read that in his contract, he was in Batman, the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. He played Harvey Dent. In his contract, he stipulated that if they ever do a Two-Face movie, he could come back to play him. Well, we all know that didn't happen with Batman Forever. So they had to pay him for not playing Two-Face in that movie. Just because of that clause in his contract.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. All right, let's take one last quick break. When we come back, we'll get that geek calendar going for you.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words. Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
And it is time for the lovely K-Stu to read us this week's Geek Calendar.
So here it is.
Take it away, K-Stu.
So today on April 1st, there's a new episode of Revolution on tonight and a new episode of Being Human. Check out both of those shows.
Definitely. I'm behind on both, so...
I love that I can watch Being Human, but Revolution scares me too much to watch it. April 2nd, new on DVD, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 box set. 6 films on 10 discs.
That's cool. And the box looks exciting, too.
And The Killing Season 2 out on DVD.
We have 2 months to catch up on that.
I think we watched one episode?
We watched the first episode the night it was on.
Yeah.
And then didn't watch the next few. And then we missed some. But it is on Netflix as well. And season 3 starts in June.
Yeah.
So we have 2 months to catch up. Which you would think is enough time to watch something.
Not with us.
Not with us, no.
And also That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks movie, is now on Blu-ray. Well, now being tomorrow.
Which you love. That's one of your favorite movies.
I do love that movie.
It is a great movie. And... It'd be interesting to see what sort of bonus features are going to be on this, if there's an extended cut of the movie, because there was a bunch of stuff they cut out.
A bunch. A whole storyline.
A whole storyline, yeah.
April 3rd, New Comic Book Day. So we have a list of some of the new comics to check out.
Yeah, we'll run through some of them. Action Comics 19, which was to be the big lead-off issue of Andy Diggle's run on Action Comics until he quit a couple weeks ago, so this is the only issue he will be writing.
The solo Andy Diggle.
The solo issue. Yeah. We also have the all-new X-Men issue 10. Great show. It's about the X-Men from the olden days, the original X-Men coming forward in time to try and stop Cyclops because he's an evil SOB now.
It's not a show. It's
no.
A comic.
Did I say show?
You did.
I'm sorry. Detective Comics 19. Now, kind of sad, because as you all know, DC rebooted its entire line 2 years ago. If they hadn't rebooted, this would have been the 900th issue of Detective Comics.
Wow.
They are still going to celebrate it, though. It's an oversized issue in a issue called The Mystery of the 900.
Get it?
Get it. Deadpool 7, if you haven't been reading this series, you should. It's hilarious. It's by comedian Brian Posehn. And it's a flashback issue where he teams up with Tony Stark.
Green Lantern, number 19. Which one hero has the power to bring down all the Lantern Corps? Huh.
I wonder.
Green Arrow, number 19? He is not the answer to that question, by the way. what startling secret is revealed on the island that gave Green Arrow birth?
And like, as I've been mentioning in the past, the series recently got rebooted with issue 17. New artist, new writer, did away with Ollie's cast. Treated it like it was an issue 1, and I actually liked the series for the first time with issue 17. It's a must buy. Indestructible Hulk, issue 6, which this month is drawn by the legendary Walter Simonson, who's been announced as a guest at this year's Fan Expo. He's actually going to have the Mighty Thor in the issue. If you recall, Walt Simonson wrote an awesome series of Thor comics in the 80s, including an issue where he turned Thor into a frog. So check that out. One that I know Hunter is excited about, and myself as well, The Superior Spider-Man number 7. This time out, he has a run-in with the Avengers, who might actually be firing him from the team. And another exciting one this week, Age of Ultron, issue 4, where the Earth has been taken over by Ultron. Check that out.
Earth 2, number 11, Dr. Fate emerges as the latest hero on Earth, too.
Cool.
Iron Man number 8, the mind-blowing conclusion to the God Killer storyline.
Huh.
Justice League of America number 3, a new secret society is forming.
Ooh. By the way, it should be noted, this is the beginning of WTF month, where they're going to have the gatefold covers that you fold out, and there's a secret.
Why the face?
Why the face?
Thank you, Phil Dunphy, for that gem.
I got to get you to read this, because it's a great synopsis.
Dial H number 11, What the Flash.
I don't know why it says that, but it's just funny.
WTF.
Ah, Thanos Rising, issue 1. You might know him as the villain that had the cameo in the end credits of the Avengers last year. Ultron number 1, AU. What did the AU also stand for?
Alternate Universe.
Yep. Winter Soldier 17. Spawn 230. Anime Kami Girls 2. That's about the, I guess it's an anime-style comic book featuring the ladies of the DC Universe.
The ladies.
The ladies.
A plus X number 7. And Adventure Time Fiona and Cake number 4.
That's a mini-series. That's a 6-issue mini-series. Did you know there was a Castle comic?
I think we did.
Nathan.
Issue number 4 is out.
It doesn't even look like him on the cover.
Nope.
It looks like...
Maybe it's not supposed to be him. Maybe it's something to do with the storyline. Miss Fury number 1.
Oh, that's one you wanted to check out, isn't it?
I like girls. Yep, I said it.
It's from... Let's see here. Dynamite Comics. Has sort of a Batman-y kind of costume. We should check this out. That'd be nice for you to read.
That'd be nice. Miss Fury.
You know how sometimes you read your comics...
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Well, yeah, I would be interested in checking that out if you want to check it out. Oh!
Abe Sapien, number 1.
Here's a good one for you.
Archie, number 642. Archie Meets Glee, part 2.
Now, if you listen to our... we haven't run it yet. You'll hear this week whether or not Kathy enjoyed the first part of Archie Meets Glee. It's a must-listen. It's a crisis on Infinite Archies, it says.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Doctor Who Classics number 2 and Ferris number 14.
And we're just checking the last page of the solicitation to see if there's anything else worth mentioning. Kill Shakespeare. All right.
That's not nice.
That isn't nice. Popeye Classics? Scooby-Doo, where are you? Lovely cover with Shaggy singing in the shower. Oh, it looks like there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles micro-series starring Leonardo, issue 1 as well. So that's some of the comics you should check out this week. Go down to your local comic shop this week, support them, and buy some books.
And on April 4th this week, there's a new episode of Comic Book Men, which is the season finale.
Aww.
I'm sorry. And a new episode of Community, so make sure you're checking that out.
Please.
Pretty please. On April 5th in theaters, we have Evil Dead, and Jurassic Park is being re-released in 3D.
Really?
April 6th, Melissa McCarthy is back on SNL as the host. She kicked major butt last time she was hosting.
She was nominated for an Emmy for that.
Yep, so she's back. It's going to be awesome, I'm sure. We just rewatched the Justin Bieber episode because we hadn't actually seen the whole thing. And not a big Justin Bieber fan, but there were a couple funny skits. And April 7th next Sunday, an all-new Lost Girl. Ryan and Jay are big fans of that show.
They admitted last night that they made a mistake. The solicitations on the guide stated that it was the final episode of the season, but there's 3 more. So there's 3 more episodes this year.
So don't believe your guide.
I knew it wasn't the last one. Ryan was all upset, and I had to talk him down. And
according to your Facebook that you have open, it's Brad Meltzer's birthday today.
Oh, great author of crime novels and comic books. Well, not crime novels. They're political thrillers, are they not?
They're really good. They're actually books I like to read.
And you might remember his great run on Identity Crisis. He also did a great Justice League run, a great Green Arrow run. He's a fantastic writer. Anyhow, unless you have anything else to talk about.
I don't think so.
Well, that's your geek calendar. I say this every week, but really, thanks for all your support, guys. Thanks for listening to our segments. Thanks to Kat for doing an amazing job editing all the segments.
I try.
And check us out throughout the week when we have our movie segment up and the comic book panel featuring myself and Case do this week.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of great stuff. Please keep going to our Facebook page and just click and like. It makes us very happy.
Yes, it does.
And check us out on the iTunes and also on the YouTube channel, where I'm sure John Bomer will have us another art video this week.
Yay.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next week right here on We Got the Geek. Take care.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.